It's Donald Ware. From the press box to press row.
We're at the midway point of the college football season. It's that time in the show where I give my top five players at the midway point. It was tough because there are some players that are really performing. And as a matter of fact, there are a couple of players on this list linked to other players. Let's get right to it. At number five, I have Howard wide receiver Jaquez Ezzard. I mean, this kid is averaging almost 23 yards per reception, has five touchdowns, 24 receptions, 546 yards. He's averaging 136 and a half yards per reception. He's having a phenomenal season. He, along with Kyle Anthony, the two go-to players for Cailin Newton. And boy, Ezzard is really, really getting it done. Howard is putting up all kinds of points. Unfortunately, they don't have the wins to show. They've only won one game so far this season, but still have plenty of game remaining. At number four, I've got the quarterback for Morehouse, Michael Sims. Talked about him a little bit early on in the program. This kid is unbelievable as he's averaging about 206 yards passing per game, completing 63% of his passes, nine touchdowns to two interceptions. And his play is really making things happen for Morehouse. He had the bomb throw at the end of the game at the Chicago Football Classic against Miles that won the Maroon Tigers the football game. He has really come on. But to me, he's one of those players that has a link. And his link is Santo Dunn, the running back. I had already mentioned him a little bit early on. 95 carries, 647 yards, averaging almost 7 yards per carry, 10 touchdowns. And so Michael Sims is getting it done. But boy, Santo Dunn is really helping him. So I got Michael Sims at number four with an assist from Santo Dunn. At number three, it's Cailin Newton. Newton is putting up all kinds of unbelievable, stats. And the thing about Newton, again, he completed right around 50% of his passes last year. Right now, he's up to 55% of his passes completed. He's throwing for 320 yards per game. And also, in addition to that, he's also running the football as well. He's averaging 62, almost 63 yards rushing per game. This is a kid that's averaging close to 400 yards of total offense per game. He's thrown 10 touchdowns to six interceptions. That's a better – so, you know, that's better than last year where he was 15 – I think it was 15 touchdowns to 14 interceptions. So everything is up about Cailin Newton. The problem, as I mentioned before, Howard hasn't won a football game. And again – I had to separate the two between Ezzard and then ultimately Newton. I mean, they both belong on this list, undoubtedly. At number two, it is Amir Hall, the quarterback for Bowie State. If you look each and every week, he's throwing for in excess of 300 yards per game. Is he having the season maybe that he had last year? To this point, maybe not. I mean, you look at the 15 touchdowns to seven interceptions. He had all of four interceptions on last year. You know, not as high-powered an offense. Still a good offense for Bowie State. Not as high-powered like last year. The running game is good, but it's not dynamic like it was on last year. Still, he's completing 68% of his passes. And I don't get to see all of the Bowie State games, so I don't know if some of those interceptions that were thrown were because receivers ran the wrong route, because it bounced off of a receiver's hands, because it was batted in the air by a defensive lineman. I don't know. I would venture to say that the seven interceptions are high and probably a lot of those not on Amir Hall simply because of what he's done. He's progressed each and every year that he's played, and it's just hard for me to believe that he would have thrown seven interceptions without – there being some kind of miscommunication with the receiver, again, a drop pass, a ball off the hands, a batted ball, or what have you. And further to the point, what makes me think that is he's completing 68% of his passes. It is absolutely phenomenal. Number one on the list of my top five players at the midway point, Jalen Morton, the quarterback for Prairie View A&M. Listen to these numbers. He is completing 51% of his passes, so you want the completion percentage to be better. No question about that. But for 1,427 yards, 13 touchdowns, he also has just two interceptions on the season. And with that, he's also the fourth leading rusher in the SWAC. 484 yards rushing, averaging 6.5 yards per carry with 5 touchdowns on the season. This kid is having a phenomenal season. Prairie View A&M, they may be 3-3. Again, I say this almost every week. They're 3 losses, 2 to FBS opponents, 1 to Sam Houston State. And Prairie View A&M's got a good game. It's a good matchup that they're going to have against Southern this weekend. But Jalen Morton is getting it done. But again, Morton is another guy that is tied to one of his teammates in DeWanya Tucker, the running back. 794 yards rushing on the season, 8.4 yards per carry with 4 touchdowns. So Jalen Morton is my number one, but again, tied to him is DeWanya Tucker. But I tell you what, Jalen Morton is having a really, really good season. So again, number 5, Jaquez Ezzert, the wide receiver for Howard. At number 4 is Michael Sims, the quarterback for Morehouse. At number 3, Kalen Newton, the quarterback for Howard. At number 2, Amir Hall, the quarterback for Bowie State. And at number 1 is Jalen Morton, the quarterback for Prairie View A&M. Interested in your thoughts? Hit me up via Twitter at BoxToro, BoxToRow, or on Facebook, BOX, the number 2, ROW.